All right, what is going on with Donald Trump? He is repeatedly falling asleep during pressers, and we are in month two of a government shutdown. I want to talk to Micah Irfan about his potential cognitive decline, his clear cognitive decline, and how that's intersecting with his inability to maneuver this government shutdown. Micah, how you doing? And let me know your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the Trump regime right now is in a total disaster. Trump is clearly mentally declining right before our eyes. I mean, people are asking him about the economic conditions of America. Right now, consumer sentiment is at an all-time low, the lowest level it's ever been. And he's saying that the economy is fantastic. Prices are actually down when we know that they're actually dramatically up. It's not looking good.
Prices are up. Unemployment is up. Essentially, every macroeconomic indicator is not doing well. And he's kind of taking the Biden approach. Biden repeatedly told people, and, you know, his press secretary told people that the economy was doing better. Now, maybe it was technically true in some regards, but people weren't feeling that on a daily basis. People were feeling the opposite. And now it's doubly so. People are in pain. People are feeling this government shutdown. And Trump is having meltdowns telling them that they're not feeling what they're actually feeling.
Right. And the economic indicators have gotten so bad that they've stopped releasing data. As you remember, just a couple months ago, Trump sacked the number one economic statistics official in the U.S. government because they released data that he didn't like. And so he replaced that person with a loyalist. And now that person has released no economic data since I think about 2 or 3 months ago, which is incredible. It's totally unprecedented. But independent organizations that are looking at things like unemployment have found that the economic indicators are deteriorating. We just found out today that unemployment has been revised upward yet again to about 4.26%. It's been up consistently pretty much every single month since Trump took office, and it looks like it's just going to get worse.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the cognitive decline that we've seen, because we were on the phone earlier and you said something to me that really stuck out. You were like, this guy is actually about to lose it. He's on the verge of losing it. And we know that he's been incoherent for a while now, but when you watch him in his pressers, when you look at his overall demeanor, his slouched over posture, the repeated falling asleep on camera, the inability to control himself, the run-on sentences that are worse than they were in 2020, they were bad in 2020, they were bad in 2022, but it's getting worse and worse. We're going to continue to see this man cognitively decline in front of our eyes, and you better bet we are going to see some, we've already seen moments way worse than Biden, but if they thought that Biden, like falling over on a bike or whatever, was going to be a bad, embarrassing moment, wait until we see what happens on year two of Donald Trump. We aren't even in year two, and this guy is incoherent. But what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, he's, like you said, he's falling asleep during press conferences, but he's also contradicting other elements of the administration in like a really brazen way. I mean, we've seen this since the beginning of his administration. He says one thing about tariffs, they say another thing. Nobody can seem to know what's going on because he's just making real-time decisions that are totally chaotic. But now we saw this again with SNAP. The administration has lost a case where a court basically said they have to release SNAP benefits to the over 40 million Americans who rely on them. Caroline Levitt said, we're going to abide by that court order. We're going to follow the law. We're going to release the SNAP benefits. Meanwhile, Trump tweets a deranged tirade saying, we're actually not going to do that. It's clear that nobody knows what's going on. I don't even think Trump knows what's going on because he's mentally declining. And the craziest thing is they want to run this guy again. They want to run him in 2028. They want to run a fossil of a being, just keep Trump in power for forever. I don't think they realize that the longer Americans see Trump in this state, as he gets worse and worse and worse, the more it's going to damage their popularity. And as we all already saw last Tuesday with that election, their popularity is already in the dumps. I think it's just going to get worse.
Dude, there were reports from Senate Democrats when we were entering month two of the government shutdown. I guess we were like halfway through month one that Trump didn't even know what it was about. He genuinely gets his news from Fox. We already know that. So he thought it was about something that it completely wasn't. And it took him a while to realize both the severity, the scale, and to come back to reality. I believe even Marjorie Taylor Greene was saying, like, the Republicans don't seem to fully grasp what this is about. And I think that could be intersected with Trump's cognitive decline. He doesn't understand, but also he's just out of touch. He's focusing on the ballroom, and we've seen an incredible decrease in his popularity as these two things have synced. the government shutdown that people are feeling, and his obsession with the ballroom seem to be like kind of coinciding into nuking his current approval rating. But really quickly, I just want to back up. I'm sitting in D.C. right now. I'm waiting for my flight because it keeps getting delayed. And Mike and I thought, why don't we just hop on and make a video talking about the shutdown, the cognitive decline. So make sure you drop a like on this video and let's keep going. Watch until the end. So, Micah, what do you think about the government shutdown and his approval rating dropping?
I mean, it's insane what we've seen. I mean, we always knew Republicans hated working class people, but the lengths that they've gone to hurt normal, everyday Americans, including many of their own voters, is truly extraordinary. Democrats just offered Republicans a deal to basically reopen the government so long as they agreed to extend vital healthcare subsidies for just 1 year, to keep Americans with their healthcare for just one more year. And they said, no, we would rather shut down the government. We'd rather not pay essential government employees and cause tons of economic devastation than give Americans healthcare. Now they're trying to illegally remove the SNAP benefits that over 40 million Americans rely on, and they're making huge layoffs and cuts to the programs and departments that Americans rely on for services every single day. It's extraordinary. And then they have the audacity to think that they're actually winning with this shutdown. They're not. I mean, let's just point to one example in the elections past last Tuesday. Democrats in my state, Virginia, won the House of Virginia delegates by the highest share they've won since 1987. We flipped some counties in Pennsylvania that have not gone to a Democrat since the 1800s. The Republicans are ushering in a blue wave with their terrible, catastrophic economic agenda for the American people. And honestly, I'm cackling. I love it every single second of it.
At least Trump is awake for it, right? Maybe? No, I mean, he doesn't even know what the fuck is going on. Republicans have voted 14 times continuously in a row to strip healthcare away for millions of Americans. They voted 14 times to hurt veterans, to hurt working class families. They voted 14 times to shut the government down because Democrats don't have any crazy asks. Just, hey, we just want an extension. We want more healthcare. And they had to spend the first month of this at least lying about the actual cause of this before they realized, holy shit, this could actually bite us in the ass once these people feel this. Once people in red states who rely on the ACA feel this shit. And it's disheartening, obviously, because of the Republicans' actions, but because it took so long for people to realize how incompetent Trump was and how little he cared. I mean, he's been doing this for years. Republicans have been trying to strip healthcare away for years. He ran saying he had a concept of a plan, and now Marjorie Taylor Greene is confirming that. And it feels like we're always fighting an uphill battle with this media environment, and he's always spinning and twisting shit. But honestly, this is the first time where Democrats are putting up a fight, using their leverage, using the mechanisms at their disposal to expose how little Republicans care. And Republicans keep falling for the trap over and over, stepping on the rake. And I want Democrats to continue to follow this model.
Absolutely. I mean, every single time Republicans get power, they take healthcare away from Americans. Every single time Democrats get into power, they give healthcare to Americans. This is one of the areas where it's very consistent. Republicans are not an inconsistent party. They have one agenda, that is helping the rich at the expense of the poor. And they do it every single time they're in power. There's only been one major legislative accomplishment of Republicans since Trump came into office, and that was a huge tax cut for billionaires and the rich, and the largest tax hike on American consumers we've ever seen. That's the tariffs. Now they're cutting our benefits. They're trying to take everything they possibly can from the working class so they can give it to billionaires like Elon Musk. And I think it's becoming increasingly transparent. We're seeing even in traditionally red states, look at Georgia. Democrats won statewide seats in Georgia by over 23 points because even Republicans are waking up to the fact that these conservative politicians who said they fought for the rural areas, fought for the white working class, they're realizing they don't fight for you. They've used you. They've tried to corral you into their coalition with culture war BS, with divisive nonsense. In reality, you're the victim. They're trying to steal from you. They're stealing from you right now. And I hope more Americans wake up for the midterms so that we can have another blue wave.
Very well said. If you appreciate the messaging, if you appreciate what we do, make sure to subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel and the Micah Irfan channel below. Micah works as the lead policy advisor. We're always cooking up these talking points. We're always doing debates. So let's continue to push. I love you all. Peace out.
Thanks.